Now, if any of you after class have any questions about why I ask those questions or things, I'm going to hang around here after class. So if you want to come down and ask me questions one-on-one before you go down to the gymnasium to eat, feel free to come down and see me, because I got terrible ears, like Roger won't admit it. I got terrible ears like Roger. Pardon?
I have Champ VA.
Champ VA. Champ VA and TRICARES is similar. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's see. What are we going to talk about today? Open season time starts October 15th. Officially for Medicare D and Medicare Advantage. I'm going to go into more detail about that. We're going to talk about the open seasons that are coming up. There's actually four different open seasons. We're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act and the changes that are going to take place next year, 2013. The Affordable Care Act is also called Obamacare. That's the other name. And there's a whole series of changes that's going to take place in 2012, 2013, 2014, all the way up to 2020. Each year, certain changes go into effect. A bunch go into effect next year, and I'm going to give you a summary of those changes and how it's going to affect you personally. And then we want to talk about something that I'm aware of, unfortunately, because I know situations where this occurred, financial abuse of elderly people, meaning somebody's trying to take your money from you, or they have succeeded in taking your money from you in an improper way, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I talked before about scams. This isn't scams. This is where friends, neighbors, relatives, and people actually rob you. I don't mean with a gun, but they do it one other way. Okay. Roger said, I worked for Social Security. I worked for the federal government 26 years. 23 was Social Security. I took an early retirement. My wife thought it would be nice if I kept on working because we had a 16-year-old at home at that time. We had to get through high school and college. So I taught at Cedarville. He didn't mention that for 2 years. Was a professor out there. And then I started my own business, teaching retirement seminars, doing retirement counseling, and I traveled mostly around the United States, but I've traveled overseas to teach seminars, too. Taught one in Saudi Arabia. Roger told me all about Saudi Arabia before I went over there, but I did a seminar over there even. Okay, so I've got a lot of experience, and even though I closed my business in 2006, I still, for professional reasons, keep up on it technically. Trying to keep up on all the issues, healthcare, retirement, pension systems, Social Security, and all that sort of stuff. I've been a member here since, I think, 1984. Member of this church. Okay, Medicare changes. What's going to happen? Okay, number one, next year there's new things happening in Medicare and depression screening. There's a certain, in the past, if you thought you had some depression problems, Medicare wouldn't cover it. You had to pay out of pocket or use your supplement to cover it. Starting next year, Medicare is going to pay on depression screening. For those folks who have a elbow bending problem and you're a little consumed too much, or you have friends or relatives over 65, they will now help pay for counseling for people who have a drinking problem. They would not cover that in the past. They will now start paying on alcohol counseling. Those of us who have a weight problem, I'm currently on a diet, so I went back to see what they were having for lunch today, see if anything I'm allowed to eat. So they're going to, people who have weight problems, they now will cover some counseling on weight issues starting next year. And people who have cardiovascular issues, and you have to change your lifestyle because you have cardiovascular issues, like the doctor wants you to change your diet, or wants you to get into an exercise program. This young lady back here with these two ladies with walkers, okay? Well, there's a certain kind of exercise you can and can't do with a walker. And so they will pay for this type of counseling and adjusting to so you can work with your heart conditions, things that wasn't covered before. And donut hole. I think most of you know what the donut hole is. The first approximately $2,000 in drug bills, they pay 75% of under Medicare D. Then from about the next $2,700, they don't cover anything on, usually, used to. And then after you hit the magic number in the $5,000-something, they cover 95% of the drug bills. Well, now, during the donut hole, you will pay 47.5% of any named drugs, and you will pay 79% of any generic drugs, and the Medicare D will cover the difference between the approved fee and that. So there will be some help for you in the donut hole. This is something that came about from the Affordable Health Care or Obamacare Act. They started with 2012 covering some of the donut hole drug costs, and they're going to change the rate that they cover next year. And this is the new rates for donut hole coverage next year. There are some Medicare supplements that are sold. Medicare supplements have a code definition, A through M, A through N, A, B, C, D, E, F, all the way up to the letter N. Some cover drugs, some don't cover drugs. There's four plans, which we'll talk about later, that will no longer cover drug coverage. If you go out and buy one of these plans for the first time, they won't cover drugs. Because why? They want you to get Medicare D and get your drugs paid for by Medicare D. Medicare drug open season starts with October 15th, ends December 7th. Oh, I got to tell you something before we get going. You don't need to take notes today. Okay. All the phone numbers I'm going to put up here on the screen and I'm going to tell you about, all the websites, I've got them on a piece of paper already typed up for you. And when you leave today, there'll be a handout at the back. Roger, where's it going to be? At the table right there behind where it says home groups. Or the sign up. Where you signed up, there'll be a one-page handout. This is it. Okay. With all the phone numbers, all the websites that I'm going to talk about, so you don't have to write them down. And if you have trouble reading the screen, they're all on here, and they'll be, pick up the handout afterwards. If we run out, blame Roger. No, see Roger, he'll get you one, or see me, I'll get you one. We can reproduce more, use a church copy machine, get you some more handouts. Okay. There's another enrollment that starts with January 1st through March 31st, and that's for people who never signed up for Medicare A, never signed up for Medicare B, and you're past 65. And that's called a general enrollment period. I'll talk more detail about each of these as we go by this morning. Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage or Medicare C, open season starts with the 15th of October, ends the 7th of October. And that's the same time concurrently with the drug program. If you are leaving Medicare Advantage, and you're not going to get another Medicare Advantage plan, you're going to go back to old-fashioned Medicare A, old-fashioned Medicare B, and buy a supplement. Okay? You'll have to pay attention to the various open seasons that are available. Because when you say you're going to leave, you have a 60-day window to sign up for a private supplement or a Medigap plan when you leave Medicare Advantage, if you're not going to get in another Medicare Advantage plan. There are some penalties you must be aware of. The first one is if you never signed up for Medicare B when you were 65. And we got a couple of people in the room who didn't do it. Okay? If you sign up this open season, January through March of next year, you will have to pay a 10% penalty for every year you drug your feet. I'm 71. Therefore, if I did not sign up for it, so that's 6 years late, 6 times 10 is 60, I would have to pay a 60% penalty for life for not signing up for it 6 years ago. No, I did sign up for it. Now, my late stepfather-in-law, he never had Medicare B. He refused to pay that monthly premium. You know, the $110 we're paying a month for Medicare B, he was too cheap to pay it. So he never signed up for it. So he paid all his bills. He reached into his pocket every time he had to go to the doctor, paid in cash. Because he never had, you know, Medicare B. I tried to talk him into signing up for it, but at that time he was 81, so he had a 110% penalty, being 11 years, a lot older. He had a big penalty. Medicare D. When they passed the Medicare D law, and they said if you do not sign up for Medicare D when you're supposed to, for every month you don't sign up, it's a 1% penalty. So it's 13% a year. And we've got a couple people in the room who don't have drug coverage. And so waiting too long, it can cost you a lot of money. It's one of those penny-wise, pound-foolish mistakes some of us make. When you were all young, 65 is young? Yeah. When you were all young, we asked you to sign up for Medicare A and B at the time you turned 65. They called that the initial enrollment period, IEP. And that is 7 months around your 65th birthday. It's 3 months before your 65th birthday, It's the month you're 65, and it's 3 months after your 65th birthday. That's when you were all supposed to sign up for it. But there was some exceptions where you didn't have to sign up. And the exception was you were still working. If you chose to work for your primary employer beyond age 65, you were not required by law to sign up for Medicare. And then when you finally quit work at 66, 67, 68, 72, 75, whenever you finally quit work, you were allowed to sign up for Medicare without the 10% penalty and without the 1% a month Medicare D penalty. You were exempt from the penalty. But for those who didn't keep work, you just refused to sign up or you forgot to sign up and you later signed up. You could only sign up once a year during what's called the general enrollment period. And that's January 1st to March 31st of each year. That's the time you're supposed to sign up. If you never signed up for A, you never signed up for B, you always sign up in March through then. The problem is, it doesn't start until July. You sign up this winter, and it starts July 1st. All these other open enrollments that we have, that the Medicare D, Medicare Advantage, all that starts in January 1st. But during the general enrollment period for Medicare A and B, that doesn't start till July 1st. And you may or may not have the penalty. Most likely you'll have the penalty to pay. There's another enrollment period called special enrollment period, SEP, and that's for those of you who chose to work past your 65th birthday. If you chose to work past 65, you can sign up for Medicare in an 8-month window after you retire. So if you're going to retire December of last year, December of 2011, you had January through August to sign up for Medicare D and Medicare B with no penalty if you chose to sign up during these special enrollment periods. I usually run across this when I meet people who choose to work past 65. And today, people work past 65 because the new retirement age for Social Security is 66 or 67. And so they want to work until they can get Social Security without taking a cut. And so they'll work to 66, 67, then retire. Then they can go ahead and sign up for Medicare B, Medicare D, and be exempt from the penalty. In order to be exempt from the penalty, okay, they have to get a letter from their employer saying that they just retired, number one, and number two, they have to say they've been under the company health care plan ever since their 65th birthday. Or their husband or wife, if you have a younger or older husband or wife, and they didn't sign up because they were still covered by their spouse's health care, they were also exempt from the penalty because they had it at work. I run across this all the time when I do seminars and I meet people in my room. The oldest student I had in any of my retirement seminars was 88 years old. He was a medical doctor and he was still working. And he was on his third medical career. He spent 20 years as a doctor in the Army, and then he spent another 20 years as a doctor at a local hospital, and then he joined the federal government as a civilian employee, becoming a civilian doctor at a military base. So I met him when he was 88 and still practicing medicine. Medicare D. This is an open season you're going to get a lot of literature about. Medicare drugs. Now, who wants to do this? Number one, you sign up for Medicare D first when you're 65. That's that same initial enrollment period I talked about, 3 months before you're 65, the month you're 65, 3 months after. Or you can sign up 8 months after you retire under the special enrollment period we just discussed. Or you can sign up starting this month, October 15th to December 7th, during the open season we have coming up. But there may be a penalty if you've never had D. And we have, let's see, my survey results. Two of you in the room who don't have drug coverage. So if the two of you sign up this open season, you may have to pay a penalty. Why should you change plans if you have Medicare D? You should have received a notice in the mail by now that your premiums are going up for next year. Now, some of the plans, the cost did not go up. The 10 most popular plans have gone up more than 10%. The 10 most popular plans have gone up by more than 10%. And some of you don't want to pay the higher premium. So if you don't want to pay the higher premium, you can switch to another plan. There are other plans here in Ohio. And let me see what the count is. There are 33 drug plans here in Ohio. Do I have any snowbirds in the room? I forgot to ask that question. Snowbirds. Okay. What do you call home? If you call Ohio home, you're probably going to enroll in an Ohio plan. If you call Florida home, you're going to enroll in a Florida plan. You're going to enroll in the plan, the state that you spend the most time in. You don't switch plans just because you go to Florida for 3 months. You stay in the Ohio plan. But the question you have to ask the Ohio plan administrator is, if I go to Florida for 3 or 4 months, how will I cover my drug bills in Florida? And will they give you the same reimbursement rate? And the general rule is yes. You don't have much of a problem. However, if you're a snowbird and you're going to go to Mexico, and it's a winter in Mexico for the winter, then you got a problem. Because Medicare D doesn't cover drugs outside the United States. So that's a concern you have to think about. So, the price of your current plan, did it go up? Is it affordable in your budget? If it is not affordable, then you want to go and look at the 33 plans, I'll tell you how in a few minutes, to see if you should switch plans on these other plans. Roger, you moved it on me. Yeah. Okay. Some of you changed drugs this year. Your doctor put you on a new drug. Or you just got a new drug for the first time. You want to find out if your current plan covers that drug and how much they'll pay on that drug. Or if it doesn't cover the drug. Because if it doesn't cover the drug or they don't pay that much, then you might want to look at some of the other plans to see if the other plans will cover that drug. And how much they'll pay on it so you can minimize your out-of-pocket expenses. There may be a better plan out there for you. Too many of us get into one plan and we never want to change. We just stay with it. We don't look around to see if you want to get into another plan. How do you choose a plan? First thing you got to do is you have to make a list of every drug you take, prescription medicine. We need to know the name of the drug. We need to know how the size of the drug, like 10 milligrams or 50 milligrams or whatever it is. We need to know how often you take it. Once a day, twice a day, once a week, once a month. Once you gather that list up, then there's three ways you can do it. The most favorite way, which is the hardest for all of you, is to use something called the internet and a computer. Now, in order to do that, you got to do one of the things. You got to go to your grandchildren. They know how to run a computer and how to do the internet. And they're going to go to that website. Remember, I got this website listed on the handout for you. And you're going to go there and you're going to, let's see if I can find the specific directions. You're going to click on the drug finder. It's called a drug finder plan near the top of the window on the computer screen. You'll click on that, and then you've got to click on three different screens to get to the screen that actually where you start entering your drugs. Then you'll type in all the drugs that you take. Now, if you don't have a grandchild, nephew, or niece, or somebody who can help you with a computer, there's two people who will help you with a computer, Roger and I. If you see Roger or I, we have been given permission by the staff to use the church computers, and we can try to make a time where Roger or I can meet with you here. We'll get on the computer and we'll do the analysis for you and get your printout. Now, if you don't want to do it that way, you can call those numbers, the 800 number or the 614 number. And you got to push a series of buttons. And to get a human being, you know, one of those phone things, press one if, press two if, you gotta go through that. Eventually you get a human being, but you gotta have the list in front of you of all the drugs you take. And that man or woman will get on their computer. They will go through and will do the analysis for you and tell you what's the six best plans for you to consider joining. If you don't want to do that, you can call Medicare. The 800 number, you got to press some numbers. You know, press one if, press two if. And at some point, they're going to ask you for the prompt and you're supposed to say the word agent. And then you'll get a human being. At the appropriate prompt, when they say you need help, you just say agent, then the human being will connect with you. And again, they're going to ask you the same questions. What drugs do you take? What's the size of the drugs? How often do you take them? And they'll do the analysis on their computer in front of them. And then they'll tell you what companies you should consider. They'll give you the name of the company. They'll give you the 800 phone number of that company. You choose one of those six companies, and they will tell you how to do it. Okay. Like we said, we have 33 plans in Ohio. They'll go through all 33 plans and come up with the six best plans, six cheapest plans for you. And you got to choose one. Now, one thing they're going to ask you is, what is your favorite drug store? Where do you like to go to get your prescription filled? Now, some drug stores don't participate with certain plans. Other drug stores do. And so, have a backup drug store. Well, if this one won't do it, I'll go to this one. And if that one won't do it, I'll go to this. So, have three possible drug stores that you're willing to go to or have your family to go to pick up your medicine. Because the computer will also, besides telling you the six cheapest plans, they'll tell you the plans closest to your home. So if your favorite drugstore isn't on the list approved by that company, then they need to know a backup drugstore that you're willing to go to get your prescription filled. Once you get this list of six, there's an 800 number listed there. And on the 800 number, you just call the 800 number. Now I'm going to hold up a book. How many of you, this says 2013 on it. How many of you have received this already? Okay, about half the group. You will get it within the next 2 weeks. All of you should get one. If you do not get one, call the Medicare 800 number or call the Social Security office and they can order you one of these books. Now, this book is unique for Ohio. If you lived in Florida and you call Florida home, the book would be different. Only what's different is the last... Let's see. The last 20 pages of the book is different for every state. Because if you lived in Pennsylvania, the last 20 pages would list all the Pennsylvania programs. If you lived in Florida, it would list all the Florida programs. If you lived in Arizona, it would list all the Arizona programs. If you go to the local Social Security office and say, give me this book, they won't have the states listed. If you go to the internet and you download the book off the internet, which you'd never want to do because it's 140 pages long, take forever to print it out, use a lot of ink and a lot of paper, they won't give you the list for Ohio. They won't give you the list for Florida. They won't give you the list for Arizona. It's the one that's mailed to your home is the one that will have all the Ohio or the Florida or the Arizona states. You know, whatever you call home, it will give you the list for that state. So if you want to change drug programs, get the list, the 33, and get the computer and narrow it down and get somebody to help you to narrow it down. Because I'm going to assume that half of you or over half of you don't have a computer at home and you're not computer literate and can't do it yourself. So you're going to need somebody to help you, your son, your daughter, your neighbor, Roger or I, your grandchild, your nephew or niece. We'll get you to do the analysis. Not hard to do. We've done a lot of them over the years. Next, Medicare C. You know what I've been doing, Roger? I haven't told many jokes. I know. Yeah. I was at eBay looking for something to buy the other day to help the grandkids, and somebody had a set of encyclopedias for sale. Brand new set, hardly used, Encyclopedia Britannica, 45 volumes, excellent condition. The asking price was $200. And I want to find out why they were selling it. It says, no longer need the program, got married, wife knows everything. Let's see. When to retire. This is one. You know it's time to retire when the pharmacist calls you by your first name. Okay? You know it's time to retire when you send your high school photo out to have it colorized. You want to retire when you wonder why everybody's starting to mumble. Okay? When a mere child, my son, pulls you over for going too slow. Not too fast, too slow. He did that about 3 weeks ago. He pulled an elderly gentleman over who was driving rather erratically and very slow, and unfortunately had to give him a ticket. And unbeknownst to him, in Ohio, there's a law that says if the police officer believes that you may be medically impaired or age impaired, they check a little block on the ticket. And that block says you've got to go to your doctor, and your doctor has to sign a statement saying you're allowed to drive. That's on Ohio tickets. And he had to check that block for this gentleman. And 2 days later, he got a phone call at work from the fellow's son saying, I'm so glad you gave my dad a ticket. I've been trying to get him to stop driving forever. And this is just what we needed to get him to go to the doctor. And the doctor said he should not be driving. Now, the thought of any of you giving up your driving privileges, that's freedom. Your car keys is freedom. And taking that away from you is not a pleasant thought. But it does happen. Had an uncle in Pennsylvania. He had a mild stroke. And he was home from the stroke, a little paralysis, and somebody comes up, knocks on the door, and he goes to the door. There's a state highway patrolman at the door. And he says, what can I do for you, officer? He says, I'm here for your car keys and your driver's license. In the state of Pennsylvania, if you have a medical condition that impairs your driving, the doctor's required by state law to turn you into the local police department. And my uncle said, how do I get my license back and how do I get my car keys back? He said, well, you get a letter from your doctor saying you're okay to drive and we'll give you your license back. And you can have any adult come down to our office and we'll give them your car keys if they sign a paper that they will be financially responsible for any car accidents caused by this car. No, that's Pennsylvania. Ohio doesn't do that. Senior citizen, romantic night in bed. An elderly couple were laying in bed one night, and the wife was in a romantic mood and wanted to talk. She said, honey, remember when we were young, you used to hold my hand when we were courting? Wearily, he reached over and grabbed his hand, held it for a few seconds, rolled over, tried to go back to sleep. A few minutes later, he said, and then you used to kiss me? Mildly irritated, he reached across and gave her a peck on the cheek. Rolled over, tried to go back to sleep again. A couple minutes later, and then you used to bite me on the neck. Angrily, he got out of bed, ran into the bathroom, came back. Where are you going? To get my teeth. Okay. Oh, let's move on. Medicare Advantage. Why do you need Medicare Advantage? You do not have a private supplement. Or your private supplement is getting too expensive. The premiums went up again. And you can't afford it. It's taking too much of your money. So you might want to look at Medicare Advantage. Or your Medicare Advantage is going out of business. The Medicare Advantage contracts with Medicare and the private insurance company are a one-year contract. January through December. January through December. If that company is losing money, in their opinion, and they want out of the Medicare Advantage program, they are required to send the government a letter and to send you a letter every October saying, we are not going to renew our Medicare Advantage contract for 2013. And in that letter, it'll say to you, we're not going to renew our contract, so you better look at some other Medicare Advantage company or go back to the supplement you had before you got into our Medicare Advantage program. And they give you a 60-day window from the date of that letter to go get into a Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or during this open season, get into another Medicare Advantage program. That's one reason why people want to change, okay? The other reason why you want to look at Medicare Advantage, you don't have a supplement at all. And we do have a handful of you in the room. Where's my survey? I'm going to say about a fourth of you in the room don't have any supplement at all. You only have Medicare A, B, and D. And you may want to look at this because Medicare Advantage may help cover some of your drug out-of-pocket expenses that you're currently paying out-of-pocket yourself. They might cover some of that. Do you need additional coverage? Why? Because when you retired, you were healthy. Today, you might have some health issues. I had surgery 4 weeks ago. Hopefully, they corrected everything. And we'll find out. So you might need some additional coverage that you've never needed before because you have a new health issue in your life. And again, your current supplement or your current Medicare Advantage plan went up for next year, and that's too much out of your budget. You want to get a cheaper Medicare supplement or a cheaper Medicare Advantage program. Now, Medicare Advantage may or may not cover drugs. About 80% of the Medicare Advantage programs does cover drugs. And if you have Medicare Advantage with drugs, you don't need Medicare D. Let me repeat that. If you have a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare supplement that covers drugs, you do not need Medicare D. Some employers have gone out of business in today's downturn in the economy that has occurred since 2008. And if your employer is going out of business and you're losing your supplement, and therefore you might want to look at a Medicare Advantage program because you're losing the supplement because your former employer went out of business and you're losing your supplement that your employer provided. We covered Medicare C, the contract. Next, what do you need to do? Okay. In Ohio, I believe there are, no, it's in Dayton. In the greater Dayton area, what I call the Miami Valley, there are, 32 plans. There's something like 45 plans in the state of Ohio, but only 32 of them cover the greater Dayton area. And again, if you take the booklet, Medicare Supplement booklet, where did I lay that, Roger? There. Okay. They're listed in this book. All the Medicare plan for the entire state of Ohio, they're all listed in this book. Again, these are one-year contracts. If you change or sign up for the first time this year, it's good for another year. Now, they automatically renew. If the company renews its contract and you don't want to change, we automatically keep you in the same Medicare C or Medicare supplement plan. You just stay in the same plan, the Medicare Advantage plan. You just stay in the same one year after year until they decide to cancel the contract or you decide to switch to another one. What are Medicare Advantage plans? What they do is they limit the number of doctors and hospitals you can go to. And if you go to their approved list of doctors and hospitals for all your medical care, you can get cheaper services. They entered into a contract with the insurance company that they would provide certain medical services at a reduced rate. And you have to pay a small copay or a small deductible every time you go to the office, every time you go to the hospital. And they are either health maintenance organizations or preferred provider organizations or fee-for-service organizations. What they do is they have a list of approved doctors and hospitals, but it's not as big as Medicare B or Medicare A. Medicare A, you can go to any Medicare hospital. Medicare B, you can go to any doctor who accepts Medicare. But if you go into Medicare C, Medicare Advantage, there's a smaller group of hospitals and a smaller group of doctors that you can go to for medical care. What you want to do, if you're looking at Medicare C, is to find out if your primary doctors, your heart specialist, your OBGYN, your cancer specialist, your orthopedic specialist, whatever specialist you go to, are they under the Medicare C plan? Because if you don't, if they aren't, and you go to them, you may have to pay the entire bill out of pocket. Even Medicare B won't pay on it. Only Medicare C will. Now, they do have in these three programs, Medicare C, they do have referrals. So if you go to one of the approved doctors and they refer you to somebody who's not in the plan, they will cover the bill, but maybe not as generously as they did in the normal Medicare C approved doctor. The nice thing about Medicare C is a few of you in the room have current health issues. that if you try to buy a private plan, they would turn you down because you have a health issue. But there's no way the Medicare C can turn you down. So if you've got a pre-existing condition, they must accept you. You could literally have terminal cancer right now and switch to another Medicare plan and a Medicare C plan for next year. And they will have to take you, even though you know up front that you have a terminal illness. They got to take you and reimburse your bills for next year. Annual out-of-pocket caps. What all Medicare C plans say that that your out-of-pocket expenses, they put a cap, and the cap runs somewhere between $3,000 and $10,000. It depends which plan you choose, which cap they have. And in this book, they tell you the cap, the dollar cap that each plan has. And so if you have $500,000 worth of medical care next year, and you have a $5,000 cap, the most that you will ever have to pay is $5,000. Even though you had $500,000 in medical bills, the insurance will cover everything up except that $5,000. So that's good if you end up next year having to have some major super expensive medical bills. You don't have to buy a supplement. All you need is Medicare A, B, and Medicare C. A, B, C. That's it. That's all you need. You don't have to buy a supplement. And sometimes these plans, the Medicare Advantage, are cheaper than buying a private supplement. Now, some of you who have federal employees' health benefits because you're a retired federal employee, sometimes Medicare C is cheaper than a FEHB. And you are allowed, as a retired federal employee, to suspend, magic word, you can suspend your FEHB. That means drop out of it, stop paying for it, and just pay Medicare C costs. Then if you no longer in the future like Medicare C and you want to get back in the FEHB, you're allowed to unsuspend the FEHB, get back in it, and drop the Medicare supplement, Medicare C plan that you have. Downside with Medicare C or Medicare Advantage. If you travel outside the United States, they won't pay any bills. So if you take a foreign cruise and you're in a foreign country and you eat the wrong food and get sick, those are out-of-pocket expenses unless you buy private travel health insurance. Medicare C, like I said, limits the doctors and hospitals you can use. And if you do have a private supplement and you drop it to go into Medicare C, you may not have the right to get back in that supplement. So that's a question you want to ask the private supplement. If I join Medicare Advantage and that contract ends, can I get back in my supplement in that magic 60-day window? Without any penalties or additional cost. Okay, so that's the second open season. First open season, Medicare D. Second open season is Medicare C. Now, I've been using this word Medicare supplement. What's Medicare supplements? Okay, Medicare supplements are private insurance companies that sell insurance to anybody at a certain time, which will cover stuff not covered by Medicare. Remember, I said Medicare only covers about 70% of medical bills. And so people have a supplement or buy a supplement to cover the other 30% or the things not covered by Medicare. The cost of Medicare supplements have three different costs. One is based upon your age when you buy it. Another is cost, it goes up every year as you get older, the cost goes up. And the other is based upon the cost of all members of the program. And generally it never goes up. Those are the most expensive ones when you buy it. Because it's very expensive to buy, but the premium will never go up. They guarantee the premium for the rest of your life. Never goes up. So if you're 65 and you're buying a plan like that, it might seem expensive at 65, but now that you're 75 or 85, it's pretty cheap because the cost never went up. So when you're looking at a supplement, that's a question you always ask the salesman or the sales lady, is my cost going to go up as I get older? And under what conditions will it go up? Now, the Medicare supplements that the state sells, that is sold in the state of Ohio, you can get a pamphlet, Guide to Medicare Supplements for the State of Ohio, for free from the insurance commissioner in Columbus. Now, on the list of phone numbers I'm giving you, there's a phone number to call. You can call this number and ask them to send you this booklet. And in this booklet, on pages 26 to 29, is a list of all the plans licensed in the state of Ohio that are available to buy in the state of Ohio. And they give you sample premiums starting at age 65 all the way up to age 80. And what the premiums cost. These are all private companies licensed in the state of Ohio. And so if you want to do some advanced research to see what's available in the supplements in Ohio, you can do this. And almost every state has a similar booklet that you can get. So if you're going to move to Arizona, you can get it there. Getting close, right, Roger? Pardon? Move forward? Okay. I'm not watching the clock, folks. Sorry. Okay, so Medicare supplements will not cover drugs. If you buy one now, it will no longer cover drugs. Those are the A through N plans. You buy a plan from your local insurance company, or at the time you're 65, which most of you are past, you can buy it without pre-existing condition concerns. Today, pre-existing concerns would be something that you want to look at. Oh, whoops, real quick. E, H, I, and J plans no longer provide drug coverage. If you have an E, H, I plan right now, it will continue to cover drugs plans, coverage as long as you keep the plan. Okay, get information. You're going to get junk mail about our open seasons. I already got some at home telling you about open season. You're going to get a lot of it over the next 30 days, 60 days. You're going to get a lot of it. You're going to hear a lot of commercials and stuff. The insurance commissioner, that's the phone number. It's on the list of the handout you're going to get. That's where you can get this book listing all the supplements in Ohio. And there's 39 plans licensed in the state of Ohio. Okay, next, real quick. We covered this one. Those are all listed. They're all in the handout you're going to get when you walk out here. And Affordable Care Act. Change is going to take care next year. The first change is there's going to be more money made available to Medicaid. Number one, they're going to have a more reimbursement, bigger reimbursement rate for your doctor under Medicare. They're going to offer a new way to get medical treatment. Where now if you go to the hospital, you get a bill from the hospital, a bill from the anesthesiologist, a bill from the doctor, a bill from the surgeon, a bill from everybody else. In the future, you're only going to get one bill. They're going to offer that way. They're going to say if you need to have a hernia surgery, the cost is X dollars. That covers everything. You know, hospital, doctors, anesthesiologists. They're going to try to bundle it to lower the cost of Medicare. We don't need to worry about kids. They expanded Medicare D program. The deductible for if you have a fee-for-service program, they changed the deductible to $2,500. You can no longer buy, if you have a program where you set money aside to use your own money to buy the drugs, you can no longer buy over-the-counter drugs whenever you have one of these special savings programs. Tax changes. Next year, the first 10% of medical bills you got to cover. Those things not reimbursed by any insurance company. You can only deduct from your itemized return anything over 10% of non-covered medical expenses. There's going to be a surcharge, a Medicare surcharge, for single people who make more than $200,000 and for couples who make more than $250,000. That leaves most of us out. Okay? And there's going to be a surcharge for people who have unearned income in the higher categories and who have tax-free income. And there's going to be a surcharge for people who've got to buy an artificial leg or a wheelchair or an artificial arm or something like that. There's going to be like a sales tax of 2.3% starting next year. One more reminder on Obamacare. If you have Medicare, which all of you do, or other insurance through the state or through the federal government, you will not be considered uninsured and have to pay the penalty. When they talk about people paying a penalty for not buying health care, you guys are all exempt from that. Because you all have a health insurance. You got Medicare, you got health insurance, therefore you're exempt from the Obamacare penalty that's going to take place in 2016. So don't worry about that. Okay. We're going to skip this one. We're going to have to do that another time, Roger. Okay, the financial. If any of you are concerned because you think you're getting ripped off by your friends, neighbors, relatives, and Medicare providers, come see Roger and I, and we will talk to you about that.